Blog Talk Radio.
It makes it easier to play. You won't regret it.
I invented sweat, popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. Truth, new watch alert, new blows.
And what we have here.
Yo. Your girl, let's live in the building, man. You already know what it is, man. We live in the building each and every day. And tonight we got a great guy coming in. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my NFL fans. You know what I mean? But Otis is one of my favorite songs. And also salute, rest in peace to my boy Tupac. We lost him September 13th, 1996, man. Hip hop lost a legend. But you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But tonight we got a hot dude, not only a football player, but also a philanthropist, also, you know, a person that's doing a lot of things out here in the community, and he's going to be live with us tonight. His name is Gary Guyton. He is a football player, and he's also alumni for GA Tech, and we definitely have him live on the show with us tonight, and he's also a lineman for the New England Patriots. So all your Patriots fans, shout out to y'all, man. But he's going to be live in the building with us in a second. So let's go to the phone lines and see if we got this player live on the line with us, man. Hello?
Hello, man. What's going on?
What's going on with you, girl?
I'm all right. How you doing? You said my name like you from the South. What's going on?
I'm not from the South, but you know what I'm saying? I just feel like the Southern hospitality was hitting me for a second. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to
give
you some flavor.
All right, what's going on with you? How you doing today?
I'm doing all right, man. Let me give you some Lush Radio love, baby.
All right.
The fans love you, man. You got any shout-outs before we get into this interview, baby?
I'd love to give a shout out to my PR lady, Trey Davenport, for help setting up this interview and making everything happen for me, my family, and my friends, most importantly, also. So, everybody that's a supporter of me, I appreciate you.
That's what it is. Gary, let's talk to me, man. You know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing. You know, first and foremost, I definitely appreciate people that, you know, go to school and do their thing because college is not easy, man. And you're a GA Tech alumni. You know what I mean? Talk to us about that, man. You know what I'm saying? How important is education dealing with the NFL, just dealing with, you know, the business in general?
Oh, it's definitely important. You know, coming out here into the world, a young black man like myself, just coming out here and setting myself up for life. You know, it's not really more about being, you know, enjoying life while you're young. That's great, you know what I mean? But you truly live life after 30. So you come out here and I'll be working for the rest of my life. But, you know, get a good degree, get a good job, and, you know, be set for the rest of my life. You know, that's one thing I can always have for the rest of my life is my degree. So I just take that and I'll just run with it. And everything else will work itself out.
Definitely. Appreciate you for that. You out there crushing people out there, man, on this field, man. You know, what inspired you to get into, you know, the NFL, you know what I'm saying, becoming a football player? Was that always your dream?
It definitely was. It got stronger as I got older to start playing football. But then, you know, once I went through life and I got college, I went through college, played football there. And then having a chance to even come to the NFL was a great thing for me. So I just took the chance and made the best of it. It was all, you know, opportunities. So I, you know, took advantage of the opportunity, and it has became money better for me. So I can't complain. Right now I'm loving it. I love what I do. I love playing football. It's my art, and it drives me to the day.
Oh, I had to acknowledge something, because I heard from a birdie that actually, like, in the 2008 NFL combined, that you had the fastest 40-yard dash time of all the linebackers in 2008 combined, 4.47 time in the time period. How was that? I mean, how did you manage to do that? I mean, how did that feel? You know what I'm saying?
It felt great. I mean, most of it is God-given ability. So, you know, I swung out there and I did what I did best. I just ran at that time. So the 40 was something I was focused on. I did well in it, and I was the fastest guy. 2008, those are good things for me. I just worked at it and trained hard. You know, you don't come out of the college season, just jump through the weight room, jump through trainers, and just perfect my craft.
That's what it is. I know there was a lot of bragging rights when you did that, for real.
Oh, yeah.
Got a lot of bragging rights on that one.
Everybody got to be quiet while I'm walking. I'm the fastest one, 2008. So it was a good thing, though.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, you know, what's your regimen, man? It takes a lot, you know, to go out there and get into the field and everything like that, man. So how do you prepare yourself when you go out on a game? Like, what gets you pumped out there? Like, what's your normal, like, workout regimen? How do you get your mind right for that, for the field?
Basically, training. All-season training, 5 days a week. I do Pilates. I do yoga. Basically, just body maintenance, you know, between massages. Eating healthy, you know, that's definitely a help. To eat healthy, you know, fish, chicken, you know, your daily green vegetables, all that kind of stuff. Don't, you know, get good rest also, which is a good thing. You know, during the week, you know, it's really about competition at that point. You know, I love to compete. That's what I love to do. So I just compete, and anybody else I try to be better than, you know, do my job for the day. You know, so I get into the thing. You know, the game is very cerebral, as we know. You know, you got to be a smart football player to get out of here. So just know your assignments, know what you got going on. So you be, you know, just... You're that much faster in the field when it comes Sunday. So between that and competition, I love it, you know. That what gets me going.
That's what it is. That's what it is. What type of music are you listening to, like when you're on the road or, you know, you just, you know, chilling off field? What type of music are you listening to? What's one of your favorite artists right now?
Right now, if I'm listening to before the game, I'm definitely listening to Young Jeezy. That's my guy right now. Let's listen to some Young Jeezy. Then I listen to some Big Crit. I like Big Crit too.
Okay.
I do like Big Crit. Then some. I do like Outkast too, also, and some T.I. That's probably roughly about it. What I'm listening to while I'm out before the field. You know, sit down and listen to some good music like that. Oh, it's UGK too. I do listen to UGK. So anything like that, I'm definitely listening to it. Yeah,
definitely. And those are some hot artists right there. You know, besides being a football player, being an athlete, it's a lot of things that you do out here in the community. Talk to us about your foundation, and also that you have an annual festival that you do for children and youth sports. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I do. It's really, I really believe in kids. I once was a kid once, even though I'm 25 now, but I once was a kid. And so this really is investing time into them. You know, a lot of kids don't have the opportunity, unfortunately, to have somebody to actually care for them and just show them the right way. You know, if we knew better, we'd do better. So a lot of these kids just don't know or just too afraid to try themselves. So what my foundation do is actually help to locate and identify kids' goals and what they want to do, show them the light, you know, whatever that may be, between education and identifying goals and maybe taking them out to help do some good things, you know, show them a college campus or something like that, just so the guys can know they won't be afraid of what's going on in the world. So between that, dealing with youth obesity, which is something we all have to deal with, SAT scores, helping develop on that, even helping schools getting you know, the proper equipment inside the schools to help these kids go through things. So just trying to improve that is what we're trying to do and what we're all about.
That's what's up, because a lot of these children need mentors and stuff. And here at Lush Radio, we've done a lot of things to try to help children, whether it's to help them with their prom and stuff. Because, you know, a lot of children, their parents just don't have it nowadays. And the school is cutting, the schools are cutting back on so much of the activities, the boys and girls clubs and all those things we used to have when we were younger. So it's kind of hard for the kids nowadays. But, you know, I really commend you for doing that, because it's not a lot of people that's out here really that really care about our children, and they need more people to look up to. So I'm really, really proud of what you're doing, Gary.
Yes, I appreciate it. You know, just come out and just helping these kids out, man. And I think, you know, we all just need somebody to care these days, and I do love kids, and I really appreciate their future. You know, so we can just save one. You know, that'd be good for me. And just throw them away. Just some of them need time and nurturing of their minds and their thoughts. You know what I mean? So if you just save one mind, I think their life will be okay.
Definitely, definitely. And I have another thing I want to talk to you. I know this is a big thing, you know, and we definitely, my condolences on this. You lost your parents to cancer, which cancer is the big cancer awareness in October. Talk to us about that situation. I know you lost both of them to cancer, and it's definitely a big thing that has affected the United States in a massive number. Recently, you know, more and more people are dying of cancer, and they still don't know the cause of it. So talk to us about that.
Okay, I didn't lose both of them. I do have both of them now. They both had cancer, so they're still with me to this day. So my mother had cancer. She's 7 years removed now. My mother had breast cancer. My father, he had colon cancer. So he's coming through that now. Which is a good thing for me. So he's a survivor also. But actually getting hit with that at a young age is kind of, you know, you don't know what to do or what to expect or if you could do anything at all. You know, you kind of just got to pray and depend on the doctors to let them know what's going on, keep you in the loop. So my mother was a warrior. She took it on with stride, and everything worked out for her. It's kind of hard for me to judge my mother at the time, because she was always smiling and happy. Which made it easier for me and my family, and just make sure she was happy and going through her chemos and everything. So it definitely was big on me. So anything with dealing with cancer myself is really reaches home for me. My father was the same situation, but it was kind of easier because, you know, it's my father, and I've been through it with my mother already. So we attacked their heads first, and we came out on top again. So I won twice, and I really appreciate it.
I'm definitely apologize about that wrong information, but I apologize about that. But you know, like you said, dealing with cancer at a young age, seeing your parents go through that and stuff, does it kind of heighten your awareness about, you know, being healthy and taking care of yourself and stuff like that?
Oh yes, it definitely does. You know, to get out here and heighten myself about what's going on in the world, and actually just giving my time. I think just giving my time to those that been through what I've been through already is very valuable, you know, and unspeakable, you know, thing what I can do. So if I just give my time, give my thoughts, or just try to help out any way I can to help somebody that's going through those, whether it be somebody to talk to, I'm there for them. So I know I don't have cancer right now. I'm blessed with not having it right now. So just try to, it's how you go through life. You know, things happen, but you just take it on and deal with it as it comes.
Well, I pray that you don't, and, you know, God bless your parents for, you know, them being survivors of it, and, you know, definitely surviving that, because cancer is no joke. I lost a couple of people, too, and then we also had some friends that were survivors of brain cancer, and it's so many different cancers. It's just incredible, and there's more and more that's coming up more and more as we go along, which is definitely crazy. But definitely shout out to all the cancer survivors and those who have lost the battle also. Is there any other things that you do in regards to cancer, like in regards to your foundation and stuff and everything like that?
Oh, really, I'm just trying to partner with guys that have cancer movement going on right now. I'm not doing anything personally, but really, I'm just giving my time. A lot of stuff is unspoken about, but, I mean, I don't look for anything in return. I'm just doing it because, you know, it's my mother and my father. So I'm just, you know, here to help those that are going through it. And wherever that may be, anything somebody's doing with cancer, I'm just trying to partner with them and help them out any way I can do.
Definitely. We truly appreciate you because I know you got like 50 million interviews and stuff, but I heard from a birdie that you are a master chef and you're doing your thing. And, you know, what can you cook? I hope it ain't oodles and noodles.
you know, oodles and noodles, you know, some ramen noodles real quick, throw anything in the microwave, some water. Shit, I think it's the problem, girl. You need your plastic spoon, though. You don't need the silver. You need a good plastic spoon so you won't put no holes in the bottom of the cup, you know?
You know, that's what they was eating back in the day in college and stuff, eating them ramen noodles. But what can you cook? You be throwing it up, man.
Yeah, I do a little bit. Some old smothered chicken, I can do that, which I love to do. I love making wings. I'm a big wings guy. I got my own little sauce, my own little secret sauce that nobody knows about. Every time I make it, I make it in my cupboard so nobody won't see me what I'm putting in there. I do that. Everything else is kind of basic, you know what I mean? Some fish, some other fish you kind of like. I like dealing with different type of fish, so whether that be tilapia, mahi, sea bass, stuff like that, I kind of deal with it. I really like it. Not too fishy, though.
Definitely.
Like that, so I love it.
You know what, girl? I wish we could have more time with you and stuff, but, you know, everybody's yanking my tail because I know you got to run and do all these other interviews and stuff. But hopefully we can have you back again. Hopefully this ain't the last time. And we wish you nothing but success in your career and everything that you're doing, babe.
Okay, I really do appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Oh, we set up another interview, babe. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Big Sean, and definitely a hot song. That's my new joint right now, you know what I'm saying? Marvin Gaye and some Chardonnay. Big Sean. And we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online. Hold up, hold up, hold up.
Yeah. No, a nigga don't really want to take his school off,
Boy.
So I just grab
it. Early in the morning, let's be on my mind. I'ma set the time, do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I brought some water, yeah, yes, I like.
Hold up, 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 yeah.
Love the way I'm doing it. So good she won't put my tattoo on it. Bottom line is, you the finest. Gave you a new name.
What's that?
My bitch.
Hold up. Whoa there.
Let's capture this moment. If I hit it, then I own it. Marijuana every morning. On the drone, girl, we groaning.
But that pussy got me feeling like a kid with a streetlights on.
You know I gotta go until it's early in the morning.
I'ma set the time. Do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl. I brought some water, yeah, it's our night. Just let the song play.
Talk to the top. Man, you talking to a grown-ass man. Like, wait, too much is in your pants for us not to make the bed quick.
There goes the bitch.
Everybody rip the swag off, or I rip the tag off. Why my pants sag off? Cause I'm rapping my ass off. Flow so ugly, money so handsome. Just the fucking anthem, get it? The fucking anthem.
Early in the morning, this is all alone. I'ma take my time, do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I'm about to party, yeah, it's our night. Just let the song play.
Cause I don't really wanna talk too much shit, but you love it when I talk like I lost it. And I love how you look when you're blazing, and I swear you turn at least half Asian. And we bout to have a liaison. She's so cool, give hair with a shades on.
Whoa.
You should just go through a K-bone. And it's just so amazing. So amazing. So amazing. Take it to the car, bloop bloop. That's it, look like I'm speed racing. Leaving with me, it'll boost your reputation. West side is where I'm stationed. Spent all night just champagne tasting. Ain't no rest, girl, let's just pace it till it's
early in the morning.
Yeah,
this is all alone. I'ma take my time, do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I brought some water, yeah, it's our night. Just let the song play.
Now make that mother hammer sound like.
Wobble, I'm stacking my paper. My wallet looks like a Bible. I got girlies half naked, that look like the grotto. On your waist anorexic and in your ass is colossal. Like, woo, drop that air, make it boomerang. Take my belt off, beat them pooty tang. Tippy towel, tippy tay, you gon' get a tip today. Whoop that, you gon' get some good.
I walk in with my crew and I'm breaking their necks. I'm looking all good, I'm making her wait. They pay me respect, they pay me in checks. And if she look good, she pay me in sex.
Do it. bounce that, bounce that. It's the roundest. You the best, best. You deserve a crown, bitch. Right on that dance, 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 dance. Stop, stop. Now make that mother, mother hammer sound like. Okay, stop. Drop it, drop it. You got everybody in here. Oh my gosh, it's bad. I'm your dada. White girls go gaga. When it sticks out, they bust it open like the yayas a piñata. Look down, tell me what's up. Girl, you talk too much. Shut up. I got that mad, you know it always nut up. And it got an attitude, no wonder why I stuck up. Pop it, then backflip. Your gymnastics got me ecstatic. Your whole crew look like a pageant. I'm dropping cash tip and some taxes. Do it. Girl, you got me about to pass out. I'm wondering if Cupid gave you a you shot. Cause I'm in love with that dance, 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 dance. Now make that mother, mother hammer sound like.
Peace, this is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You are now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Big Sean, Ash, Big Sean, Mom Again, Sharnay featuring Roscoe Dash and your boy Kanye West. And you know what I'm saying? I got to dedicate to my boy Tupac. We lost him September 13th, 1996, man. We lost a great song. Salute to Pac. And this one goes out to you, and this goes out to all my single mothers and all the people going through the recession and going through it, man. And all those cats that, you know what I'm saying, just need that extra hope and that extra push, man. This goes out to you. Keep your head up, man. Tupacalypse, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Shout out to Gary Guyton that came through, you know what I'm saying, linebacker for the Patriots, baby. So you already know what it is, man. We live in the building, man. Keep your head up, baby. Let's Radio Online, man.
Something for my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne.
Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give my heart to my sisters on welfare. If don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brother, clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when it's weird to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
Keep your head up. wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive, cause it's a setup. And even though you're better,
yeah.
By your lonesome, thank the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall, come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you were selfless. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside, you look a bit. While the tears is rolling down your cheek. Your daddy hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving big, but still trying to hold on to survive and pray. And it's crazy, and things will never let up. Please, you gotta keep your head up.
Keep your head up no matter what, no matter what you're going through. I know it's a lot of struggles out there, a lot of people going through it, man, but you know what? You got to continue keeping your head up no matter what. Like I said, tonight we had Gary Guyton Life on the show, lineman of the New England Patriots. Shout out to all my NFL players out there that love the NFL, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to all my fans out there that love football. You know, it jumped off last week, so everybody's ready to play and get out there in the field. A lot of good games this past week, and a lot of people are definitely in the running. So check for, you know what I'm saying, the games. We'll give you some more updates on Friday. But you already know what it is, man. You already know what my team is. But I ain't going to get into that, them boys. But we live in the building, Lush Radio Online. We turned all the way up, man, and this is what we do, man. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I enjoyed having that interview with Gary. I think he's very promising in what he's doing, and I see nothing but success in his future. And, you know what I'm saying, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we see more from him, which we will later on in the future. And he keeps doing what he do. You know what I mean? But, you know, to all them hustlers out there, man, because those are the only ones that's going to survive out here. And I'm talking about just being multitasking, being like, hey, man, like you a Jamaican, like you got a fight job, man. But you know what it is, man, hustle. Hustle, hard, closed mouth, don't get fed on this boulevard.
Party, cause it's the same old shit, just a different day. I hear trying to
Hunting deep in that KOD. King of diamonds, that's me, nigga. No, you bitches can't hit my feet. Choppers only think free, nigga. Step to me and I teach you. Somebody text this picture. Straight dropping my beaker. Ace stock in my speakers. Last night I counted 1 mil. This morning, 150. Pussy niggas can't count me out. Don't make me hurt your feelings. I B12 Janet. Jet blue, forget it. Rolex embedded. With princess and bigot. Same old brick. But it's different, yeah.
Funk that master flex
on my seven tray.
It makes it easier to play. You won't regret it.
I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof.
Man,
I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. Few blows. Or the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, fuck man. I adopted these niggas, put them coming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, well I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bin. Last week I was in my other bin. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in and dancing up again.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might merge it. Me in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Control level flow is never going to fail. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house, got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits, not bad, huh? Put some immigrants through your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach, drop a cigarette, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.